Colombia's war on drugs is sometimes lost amid the country's bloody and much larger civil conflict. And now, the effort to wipe out Colombia's drug crop is causing an uproar in neighboring Ecuador.
Ecuadorian farmers say they are victims of aerial spraying designed to eradicate cocaine production in Colombia. As our Focus on South America series continues, Rhys Ehrlich investigates these allegations. He begins his report from the small village of San Francisco Dos in eastern Ecuador, just 1 mile from the Colombian border.
La Asociación de Indígenas San Francisco Dos tiene sus casas de todos los socios.
The Indigenous Cooperative of San Francisco Dos has 25 houses.
With some pride, Santiago Tanguila points to the accomplishments of his small cooperative village. The residents are all Quechua Indians, Ecuador's largest indigenous group.
There's the community sports field. We have a school and a kitchen that's owned by the community. We have electricity. The only thing we don't have is drinking water piped into our homes. But before the aerial spraying, we had a lot of roosters, cows, everything.
A lot of things have been dying lately in San Francisco Dos: plants, trees, and farm animals. People have gotten violently ill. At U.S. insistence, the Colombian government is spraying herbicides on coca plants inside Colombia in an effort to eradicate cocaine production. But Ecuadorian peasants, who aren't growing coca, say winds blow the aerial spray across the border. Tanguila takes me on a walk through the lush green forest, past an occasional withered mango tree and dead coffee plant.
Esas avionetas no tienen ruido para nosotros identificar. Solamente nosotros identificamos cuando los helicópteros hacen.
The planes doing the spraying don't make any noise. We only hear the helicopters accompanying them. Then we know there's aerial spraying going on. This liquid comes out and covers everything. It's drifting over from the Colombian side. It wrecks our agriculture. It affects everything we grow.
Nosotros también todos los cultivos que tenemos en el territorio ecuatoriano.
The Colombian military is spraying Roundup Ultra, an herbicide manufactured by Monsanto. Contacted at corporate headquarters in St. Louis, a Monsanto spokeswoman declined to be interviewed on tape. However, she says Roundup Ultra, when properly applied, is safe both for humans and plants. Someone hit by aerial spraying, at worst, would feel temporary eye and skin irritation, she argues. That's not what the Quechua peasants like Tanguila say.
The herbicide companies say nothing's happening. They say it's no more dangerous than taking a vitamin pill. That's a lie. These vitamins are not fit for human consumption. They kill our crops. Little kids suffer stomach infections, headaches, and vomiting. That's permanent around here. The Red Cross came by. We went to local clinics. They weren't familiar with this kind of illness, so they didn't do anything. Then we tried our local indigenous medicines. Those worked and gave us some relief. Here's a sick woman. She's been in the hospital.
Tanguila introduces Judith Rodriguez, another Quechua peasant farmer. She says nobody around here is growing coca, but her little farm has been hit with misty clouds of chemicals numerous times, most recently in January.
I got sick with a kind of fever. I have body aches. I have intense headaches. My stomach hurts so bad sometimes I just want to die. I was short of breath. At first I had a rash on my skin. The doctors say the problems are caused by the aerial spraying.
Los médicos dijo es infección, problema de la fumigación.
Farmer Vicente Calapucha uses his machete to dig up a yucca plant. He says Ecuador has gone through an economic crisis ever since it defaulted on its international debt last year and made the U.S. dollar the official currency. So farmers depend even more on their land for survival. Now, he says, the aerial spraying, part of the U.S.-backed $7 billion plan Colombia, is making things a lot worse.
Entonces ya no se puede revivir el aparecer estudio de nuestros hijos.
We can't afford to buy a lot of things right now. So we live off the vegetables and other things on our land. Plan Colombia is hurting us a lot.
Calapucha slices open the yucca with one quick cut. Yucca is a tuber eaten like potatoes here, but this one has an ugly, mottled brown center.
It should be completely white, but it's spotted and discolored. No one will buy these. 1 or 2 years ago, before the spraying, he had the most beautiful yucca you can imagine. I've lived here for 27 years and never had any problems. Our crops have been good. Because of Plan Colombia, our crops have died or shrunk in size. Coffee production is way down. The same for plantains.
But there's a problem with Calapucha's tale of woe. According to government scientists, herbicide spraying can kill plants, but won't simply discolor them or reduce their size. Those problems are probably caused by microorganisms. Melania Yanez, an official with the Ecuadorian Environment Ministry, says farmers tend to blame the aerial spraying for all their problems.
When people see and hear the crop dusters, they get sore eyes and have breathing problems. But we don't have scientific evidence that their problems are caused by the spraying. We need scientific studies with specialized laboratories, trained technicians and doctors. We need the same studies in Colombia. Unfortunately, we can't afford to do such studies.
Desafortunadamente no tienen.
Yanez says some of the farmers' health complaints are consistent with herbicide poisoning. Máximo Abad, mayor of Nueva Loja, the largest city in the area, says he has received dozens of complaints about the spraying.
There's a big psychological impact. The spraying is done with airplanes guarded by helicopters. They are violating Ecuadorian airspace and scaring children in school. Last December, about 14 helicopters crossed into our territory over Puerto Nuevo. The Colombian government never gave an explanation. There's a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty. People are asking, where is this going?
La gente todavía se pregunta, bueno, ¿hasta dónde va a llegar esto?
Anselmo Salazar, vice president of a Quichua Indian organization in Nueva Loja, says people of this impoverished region have taken some steps to fight poverty. His organization, for example, has a pharmacy with lower-priced drugs for members.
Hola. Esta es la farmacia, ¿no?
Trabajamos directamente con laboratorios que entregan y nos dan a precios mucho más cómodos.
We work directly with the pharmaceutical labs. They give us a big discount, so we can provide the medicine much more cheaply to people.
Directamente con las bases.
Salazar says, however, that Plan Colombia has slowed some of that progress because it hits the Quichuas particularly hard.
Y nuestra población indígena, que vive siempre asentada en las riberas de los ríos por costumbre.
The indigenous communities along the river are used to living off the land. They fish in the rivers. The aerial spraying has a huge impact because it poisons the water. It affects everyone who lives in this river valley, indigenous people and Ecuadorians. But Plan Colombia and the aerial spraying make things much worse for Indians. We've lived off this land for centuries. We eat the meat and fish here, so we're the people most affected in our natural environment. The fumigation hits indigenous people much more intensely.
Environment Ministry official Yanez says the Ecuadorian government has raised complaints to the Colombians. In fact, she attended a special conference in Bogota in which the Colombian military officials said they strictly adhere to a 10-kilometer buffer zone where they don't spray herbicides.
La reacción de ellos fue de sorpresa.
They acted surprised when I told them how the herbicide drifts across our border. They insisted they maintain this 10-kilometer buffer zone. But our Ecuadorian peasants have seen with their own eyes planes cross the frontier into our territory. But the Colombians don't accept these reports. They say it's absolutely impossible that it was their planes. They say maybe it was the guerrillas.
Yanez notes wryly that the guerrillas don't have planes that spray herbicides. Or any other planes, for that matter. Yanez says there is a simple way to prevent the herbicide from affecting local farmers. Ecuador has asked the Colombian government to guarantee in writing that it won't spray within 10 kilometers of the border.
Por ahora estamos nosotros pidiendo que lo que se nos dijo en Colombia.
What we want now from Colombia is a written guarantee because we need a mechanism to verify if this buffer zone is real. We want the United Nations International Drug Control Program to guarantee that the Colombians won't cross this 10-kilometer zone.
Buscar un mecanismo eficaz que nos garantice que realmente no están pasando.
Colombian officials failed to respond to repeated phone calls asking for comment on this and other issues raised in this story.
Buen día.
Buen día.
¿Cómo estás?
Back in San Francisco Dos, elementary school children eagerly practice their lessons before class starts. Some of these children were sickened by the spraying, says Santiago Tanguila, but most are better now. Tanguila says local residents want compensation for all the problems caused by Plan Colombia.
Nosotros demandamos a la compañía que fabrica esos químicos.
We're making demands on the company that makes these chemicals and the company that does the spraying. We want them and the U.S. government to pay us for our damaged crops and health problems caused by the spraying here along the Ecuadorian border. We want money for the losses suffered by each family, lost animals, lost crops. How else can we recoup our losses?
¿De dónde recuperar recursos económicos?
The European company supplying Colombia with Cosmoflex, a chemical used to make the Roundup herbicide stick to plants, has refused to supply more product for aerial spraying because the issue has become too controversial. The Colombian government has announced it will substitute chemicals from local manufacturers and continue the spraying. For Common Ground, I'm Reese Ehrlich in San Francisco Dos, along the Colombian-Ecuadorian border.